Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sanhedrin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Vav, Hagoinev es HaKasva. Someone steals one of the klisharis. This is based on the Lashon of the Pasuk. It's in Parshas Bamidbar, Kapitel Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. Val Shulchan upon him, Yifrasu Beged Techeles. On the Shulchan upon him, they shall spread a special cloth of Techeles. V'nosni Yolav Esakarais, Esakapais, Eshamanakiais. They place on it the dishes, the spoons, and the pillars. V'eskisois Hanosech. Literally the shelving tubes. Lechem atamid alavia, and then the lechem upon him goes on it. So what are shelving tubes? They're like the half little poles that are placed between the different breads so that it shouldn't rot. There has to be some air in between. And this person stole it. But it doesn't mean dafka this. It means any of the clay shards. We're just using this as a mushel. Why do we pick this out of all the clay shards? So the Meiri says it's little, it's small, it's easiest to steal. Some say the reason we use this is what does it do? It separates the two breads that it shouldn't rot. The lechem upon him was mashpia parnasa and klal yisrael. So what are you doing? What are you stealing? You're trying to make money? You're a fool. You're trying to make money, so you're stealing the very thing that when it's in place, when it holds things in the proper place, it's mashpia parnasa for you. It's like that famous mashal with the Chavetz Chaim that the peasant is selling bundles of hay and they make up. For each bundle of hay that he puts into the barn, they'll put one penny into the cup. Then they'll count the pennies and they'll see how much he owes him. So when no one was looking, the peasant was stealing the pennies. Chacham. For each penny you steal, you're losing 10 ruble. Either way, so he steals one of the klisharis, or the hamekal el bakoisim. He curses in the name of Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about the kishiv, that's not necessarily Avodah Zarah. But he's trying to use a koyach of Avodah Zarah to curse. So the Rambam explains it. Like by the story at the beginning of Parashas Pinchas, so the halach is kanoin poigin boy. A kanoin means someone who bothers him. The chil Hashem, literally the zealots, he may attack him. However, this is only b'shas maisa, as he's doing the Avodah, not afterwards. If he kills him afterwards, he has a din of a ritzeach, and this person that killed him would be killed. That's what the Rambam says. Vayitra says the Mishnah. Koyin shashimesh betoma, a koyin that did the Avodah when he was tamei, ein echov hakayhanim mevien oisu lebezin. His brothers, the kayhanim, they don't bring him to bezin. Ela rather, pirchei kahuna, this means the young kayhanim, they're called pirchei kahuna because their beards are just starting to sprout. Metzien oisei chutz liazara, they take them outside of the azara. They break open his moyach with wooden logs. Zar, Shashimish Bamigdash. This is a non-kayan who serves in the base of Migdash. Rabbi Akiva says, Bechenek, he's chayiv chenek. Vechacham, Mimredei Shemayim, he's not chayiv misbedei Shemayim at all, but he's punished from Shemayim. And there's a big mile in that because he can do tshuva, and then he won't get to misbedei Shemayim. Okay, in our Mishnah, we learned if someone steals klishares, or he curses with Avodah Zarah, or he's Boyal Aramis, Kanoi and Poygen Boy. Now, a Kanoi has to be someone who really means it L'Shem Shemayim. It's very hard for anyone to say that he satisfies the term Kanoi. The Brisker Rav Chaim Levracha explained, let's say you're angry at someone who is Mechal L'Shem Shemayim. For whatever reason, you tried to stop him and you slapped him. Let's say it was Taka L'Shem Shemayim. Then he slaps you back, and then you slap him back. That second slap is no longer L'Shem Shemayim. Now you're already defending your honor. But either way, the halach is a real kanoi is Poygen Boy. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivit, whether he has to be warned beforehand. The Rambam says he doesn't have to. Zimri wasn't warned. But the Raivit holds he needs Hasra. And that's how the Ramah Paskins and Shulchan Aruch Chayshim Mishpat. He has to be warned about what the outcome is. And the person said he didn't care. He continues to do the Aveira. Then the Mishnah told us that a kohen that is shimesh betuma, he's tamei and he does the avoda. He knows he's tamei and he does the avoda. So the pirchei kuna take him out. Umafatzian es moichei begezirin. The Rambam says that achiv hakayhanim used to do this, but it doesn't mean, at least the way some understand the Rambam, that they were 100% right. That's how some are medayik in the Rambam. A Zari non-Kayan that served in the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Akiva says he gets chenek, the Chachamim say Misum Deshamayim. In the Batnuna, we see how they dash into some various different psukim. The Batnuna lists all the Aveirois in the Beis HaMikdash that would carry this Misum Deshamayim. Misum Deshamayim is easier than Kadis. Kadis could also mean that he passes away early and without children. But either way, again, the Mila with Misum Deshamayim is that Tshuva helps.